Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How many stadiums can they build in the city of Atlanta anyway? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I remember when the old Omni was called the eighth wonder of the world, a sleek new basketball arena with 16,000 seats either close to the court or hanging over from an upper deck that looked like it was falling down. The Omni hosted one of the most heartbreaking games in UNC history, 1977 versus Marquette. Enough said. Well, they tore the Omni down to build the Georgia Dome and new Phillips Arena next door. The Braves had played in the Fulton County Roundhouse, perhaps the first of the dual homes for Major League Baseball and the NFL. It was in a dreadful part of town and came down after the 1996 Olympics when Turner Field emerged from the Centennial Olympic Stadium. Now they are planning to wreck the Ted as the Braves will move to a new home 10 miles north of the city in Cobb County. The Cobb County Braves. How does that sound? A new stadium that supposedly the locals don't have to pay for, with better parking while more accessible to MARTA and I-75-85. Ted Turner doesn't own the Braves anymore, so he can't do a darn thing about it. That's three stadia demolished in less than 20 years and four new ones going up. The Falcons will soon be playing in a downtown stadium without a roof, which means the Georgia Dome is going to have trouble paying the light bill, with only the SEC Championship game and the pre- and postseason Chick-fil-A bowls assured. Do they have more money in Atlanta than they know what to do with? More than most big cities? When it took New York almost 90 years to build a new Yankee Stadium, and Wrigley and Fenway are still functional, Atlanta goes through stadiums like Turner goes through bourbon and wives. Maybe it will be good for the Braves, who have great regular seasons but haven't been back to the World Series in 20-plus years. A new fan following. Those who couldn't or wouldn't come downtown to watch baseball will be cheering them on and not picking up the tab that hotel taxes and other ways to bilk the tourists will pay. I think Georgia Tech has it right, still playing in Grand Field at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Or is it Bobby Dodd Stadium at Grand Field? Tech didn't even demolish its old basketball arena. They just took money from McDonald's and flipped it into a pretty nice new old place. Sounds like a good new old compromise. This is Archansky. See ya.